This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good morning, friends. Parshas Bahar. Three amazing Divrei Torah on Parshas Bahar. We begin Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Daled. Chaf Hei Daled. Sadcha Loi Sizra V'charmecha Loi Sizmar. It's interesting, by Shemitah it says don't prune. By Yovel it doesn't say don't prune. It says by Shemitah, not only don't plant, but it says don't prune. That addition is not found by Yovel. Why the emphasis on don't prune? It says Rav Shaul of Amsterdam, it's to tell you, it's very important to say don't prune. If it would say don't plant, you would think the reason is because we need to leave the field fallow, because agriculturists recognize that by leaving land fallow, it's able to replenish its energy, its nutrients, and it's actually good for the crops. So you might think the reason for Shemitah, it's like Shabbos. You know, we're resting to be able to work more during the week, so maybe we rest the land to be able to produce more during the other 6 years. But if that was the case, you should be able to prune, because pruning enhances the growth of produce. Why would the Torah say Loi Sizra and Loi Sizmar? Apparently, the reason for Shemitah is not to replenish the nutrients of the field. The reason for Shemitah is it should be Shabbos Lashem. It should be left it should be left alone so that the land is dedicated for Hashem and the people are dedicated for Hashem. Therefore, by Yovel, it's not needed to say Loi Sizmar. On Yovel, you'll see on your own, it's obviously because it's Shabbos Lashem. It's not for the soil to replenish, because we just did that last year. So it wasn't needed to add the Loi Sizmar when it comes to Yovel. Okay. Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Lamed Gimel. V'chei Achicha Imach. The Gemara in Bamatzia Dav Samach Beis says if two people are going in the desert and they have one kitan shomayim, v'chei achicha imach chayecha koidem. There's one jug of water, you come first. Your life comes first. We learn a v'chei achicha. Your brother will live, but imach, only with you, only if you have first. Question, in Kiddushin, tazvav amid daf tazvav, it says that by an eved ivri, ki toiv loy imach, that the eved is koidem. The Eved comes before the master. If you have good bread, give it to your Eved. We darshan imach. Imach, he should be with you. He goes first. So how could it be the very same word? Imach. We darshan chayecha koidem when it comes to shnayim shahochem aderach. And when it comes to Eved Ivri, we darshan the word imach. That with you, meaning he goes first. So what does imach mean? Does it mean you or does it mean him? Says Rabbi Yeshua Falk, author of Emek Yehoshua, that regarding an Eved, the master has responsibilities toward the Eved, and the Eved does not have responsibilities to care for the master. So therefore, when the Pasuk says imach, what it's saying is, you care for him. But Shnayim shahayohochem adarach, I'm responsible to you and you're responsible to me. Here, the responsibility goes both ways. So let's say I'm going to give it to you. Okay, great. Now that you have it, you have to give it back to me. So we don't know what the default is. In other words, therefore, imach default would mean with you, provided you have first. But that is not necessary. We don't have that indication. In other words, by Shnayim Shalchem Aderech, they're two equal parties. They both have equal responsibility toward each other. So then we darshan imach chayecha kaidem, that you go first. But when you have two people where the responsibility is one particular way, then imach would mean with you that he would go first. That's what Rabbi Shaul Falk says is the difference between these two cases and why we darshan it differently. There's a story about Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's brought in Chut HaMashulash that someone died in Pazna, a very wealthy man, and he lent money with Ribbis, and the Chevra Kadisha did not want to bury him until the heirs paid an exorbitant sum for the piece of karka. And the family was very upset. He said, it's not right. That's not what you charge other people. You know, a typical spot in Pazna is 1,000 zlotas. Why are you charging us 100,000 zlotas? So in Pazna, they said like this. And this was based on Rabbi Kiva Eger. It says, the Gemara tells us someone who lends money with ribbis doesn't get up for Tchiyas HaMeshim. Doesn't get up with Tchiyas HaMeshim. Now, typically when someone is buried, we don't charge that much because it's not a long-term, it's a rental. It's just until the period of Tchiyas HaMeshim. So how long is that already? But your father, he was Malve Baribis. It's, you know, he wants ownership of this real. It's a long-term purchase, so it's a different price. You know, for someone who's Malve Baribis, their kever is a different kind of acquisition of real estate. Those are three ideas on Parshas Behar. Stay with us for Parshas B'chukaisai.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.